everybody. This is Shauna Thompson with Mormon Channel Daily. So happy to be here with you today. You know, we're thinking about service today, and I got this great quote from President Hinckley. It was actually Dallin Oaks. He's quoting President Hinckley. He's just, you know, President Hinckley's so quotable. We love him. I love what he says about, "He who lives only unto himself withers and dies, while he who forgets himself in the service of others grows and blossoms." I love that thought. It's a great way to start today, right? So right off the bat, you're going to figure out somebody to serve today, yeah, because you don't want to wither and die, right? Yeah. So this is a day for us to think about service. And but first of all, you know, we kind of don't want to toot our own horns too much here at the Mormon Channel, but we are always really happy when people give a message about how much they love what they're seeing here, because this, you know, this little channel here is all about serving you. So we want to thank Kristen from Grand Rapids. She just said that the Mormon Channel is available where she lives in Michigan, but she doesn't have BYU television, so she really relies on the Mormon Channel. So we are happy to serve, Kristen. Happy to be here for you. We got your back. Just keep giving us all those good comments, and we hope that we're making your day better. Okay, so did anybody check out that story about the artist who, you know, he's the one who created the Christus here on Temple Square in Salt Lake City? He is working on replicas of the original apostles in Italy. Hello, what a cool project. How lucky is he to have his job? So this aired over conference weekend. He's in the process right now of recreating the original apostles in stone. Love it. So if you didn't get a chance to check out that story during conference weekend, you can always go to the church's newsroom website and check it out. It's www.mormonnewsroom.org. But what a cool thing, huh? I want his job, right? I have a friend named Caitlin. She's sitting in here with me, and I'm so excited to meet her because, A, she serves at Primary Children's Hospital, and she's going to tell us about that since we've been talking about service. But B, she manages, right? Is it
right.
Managed?
Uh-huh. I'm the manager.
The Nauvoo Cafe.
Yes, right here on Temple Square.
Lucky you. I want your job, too.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so you're here, and we're talking about service today. How appropriate that you're here and you're going to tell us about what you do at Primary Children's Hospital.
Well, I just had the opportunity to, it was my church calling to go and serve up at Primary Children's Hospital at the branch.
You know, I didn't even know that. I've been a member all my life. I didn't know that they did callings like that. How cool.
Neither did I. And
now
they set up a branch every week where the families and the patients have an opportunity to go up and have church in a kind of a little conference room that we turn into a chapel.
Yeah.
But we were able to go around to each of the children's rooms that were marked as LDS and to visit them and ask them if they wanted a lesson in the room and to talk to them. And I really learned so much myself about being given an opportunity to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I learned about how loving others and serving others healed these patients physically and spiritually.
Oh, and children.
Yes.
Children have a complete, I mean, I'm not saying that they're better than adults, but children have a different kind of spirit.
Completely.
And so you must have just really, really had some amazing experiences just working with the children, being
Absolutely.
Around the children. Yeah.
It just felt like I was able to go plug myself in every week and recharge for the week. And I, it was just amazing. But one experience that I did have up there, a young teenage girl had been in a catastrophic accident, and she became paralyzed.
Oh, wow.
A very active girl before, a dancer. And when we first saw her, she literally could move her eyes, and that's all we could see. Well, it was amazing to watch as the weeks progressed, and she was there for a long time, for a summer. And one week, I had the chance of going into her room, and I got to teach her a lesson for that week. And I started out, I was trying to be all cheerful and, you know, to brighten her mood. But I just said, "Can we start with a prayer?" And at this point, she was speaking. She said, "Can I pray?" And I said, "Sure, we'd love if you prayed." And I was so touched when she bowed her head and asked her Heavenly Father if he wouldn't mind blessing all those in the world that felt worse than she did.
Oh.
And that was the, you know, bulk of her prayer. And she ended it. And I was floored and unable to really understand how somebody so young could be so profound. And I just realized that her spirit of service and knowledge of the Savior carried her and healed her. And she's a miracle.
Sure. Well, and I'm sure that has absolutely built your testimony by leaps and bounds about the power of service. I mean, you just have light about you. You can't see her, everybody out there, but she just has light about her. I'm sure that that's just absolutely enhanced your testimony as well, being able to serve in that kind of intense capacity.
It changed my life forever, and I just learned that the Savior, he went about doing good, and that's what we need to do, and we are the best way to come to know the Savior is to go about doing good, because that's what he did, and yeah. We can't know him unless we serve him.
And sometimes when you lock yourself into service like that and you're just really trying to give so much of mm-hmm. yourself, you end up almost being served
right.
in some way by that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they flip around and take care of you maybe physically, but there's something about it that where they bless you.
Right.
You think you're blessing them, but in turn, they're really blessing you. You
know? Yeah. And people would always say, oh, how hard that must be to watch these children. And I said, it isn't hard because the Spirit is so strong there that literally these people have probably never felt closer to the mm-hmm. Savior. And it's just ironic that in the world you'd think, you know, this person's having a terrible time. They're at their lowest, when in reality, I was lower than they were, and I was able to do that. So I'm a little bit, I went out kicking and screaming, but I'm okay.
You're okay. Well, I appreciate you coming in. I mean, I don't even have anything to add to that, just because I think what you said is so poignant. And that's what we're talking about today, is serving. And, you know, when it talked in the beginning, what was that I said about, you know, you wither and die, or you blossom. You grow
exactly.
and blossom. And it sounds like you just had a chance to just sort of grow and become better. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
And before I let you go,
can you
just tell me just a little bit about what it's like to manage the Nauvoo Cafe? I've been there. It's fabulous.
I love it. Besides them feeding me. And
it's a happy place.
It's a very happy place. It is a wonderful place to be. We meet people from all over the world every single day.
Yeah.
And just are able to, I don't know. There's something about it. It's a nice spirit. You get to see the temple right outside mm-hmm. your window every day. And
can't beat that.
No, yeah. No. Pretty much we compare it to Disneyland. So
there you go. I believe that too. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in and sharing
you
with
bet.
Me. And you know what? If you've got anything out there that you'd love to let us know about, you know, some moments of things you've learned when you've been out there serving our listeners out there, I sure would love to hear it. Just get a hold of us at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Share some of your stories of service with me. I know Caitlin would love to hear them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. You'll have to come up with one pretty much better than hers. I don't know. Those are big shoes to fill. Well, okay. So as we end, we're going to end with our Savior's love, which is very appropriate on this day of talking about service. This is featuring the Gibbons family. Have a wonderful day. Serve someone before the sun goes down. Take care.
Like the sun with perfect light, as from above it breaks through clouds of strife, lighting our way, it leads us back into his sight, where we may stay.
son's sacrifice. Praise as we sing, we love thy law, we will obey.